So first ever game, first ever day of the PWHL. You've been a part of so many monumental days in sports, but why is this one different? Why is this one so special?
Well, first of all, it's been over 5 years of work, which is fun, actually. I don't call it work, actually. I call it fun. But almost 5 years ago, Kendall Coyne came to us. She actually called us. We were at a Lakers game, and Lana, my wife, went out and talked to her. She says, can I come and talk to you guys? And so I met her in New York, and she said, would you help us try to get hockey going if you want? She said, well, the top players really, really need this. We have to have the top players. And I said, yes, you do. If you don't have the top players, things don't work. So anyway, it's been a five-year endeavor. Part of it was the Dream Gap. I think that's where we met.
Yeah, we
and so we couldn't wait any longer. We would love, it would have been easier to start maybe in the fall or even next year in 25. But the women have been waiting 4 years just in the Dream Gap period. We couldn't wait anymore for them. We just want to get started for them. And, of course, it's sold out today. The PWHL is on its way. I mean, I'm so excited. Ilana and I came from a cruise ship, actually. Yep. It took us a few hours to get here. And we're going to be going back right after the game to Barbados or wherever we're going back to. But we, I mean, I cannot miss this first one. It's the birth, really the, I think the birth of women's professional hockey, really, that will sustain itself. And it's Stan Kasten, who's the president of the Dodgers and does all these other things, he said this is permanent. It's not short-term, it's not long-term, it's permanent. And that's our goal. And I think it'll happen because of the single entity, Mark Walter, Guggenheim, and he owns the Dodgers, he owns part of the Lakers. This guy is such a great guy. He listened to our dream. He listened to other people. I had talked to other women, but he doesn't usually ever show up. He always wants to be in the background, but then I get upset because without Mark Walter, this would not be happening. And his investment is huge. It's in the millions and millions. It's a lot of millions. And also, he's the single entity owner of all the teams, everything. So every player will get the right food. They'll have the right place. All the things that they haven't had in the past, and I know it's so important to them. They're in shock. Oh my God, the food's great. We have the locker rooms are clean. Oh my, showers work. Everything is
unbelievable. It feels really professional.
It is
professional. For the first time in a long time.
We are treating them exactly the way the men are treated. We're trying to, and they believe me, they notice. But it's also a way to have the league really, really gather strength year after year after year. And I'm looking at all the little girls here. And I've thought about all the past generation of girls who really didn't have the big dream. They had a dream, but it wasn't the big dream. And I was looking at some 20-month-year-old girl today going,
one day she'll play.
She can have the dream now.
Because
when I was an athlete as a young girl, I couldn't have a lot of dreams. And I always remember when I was 9 years old, I was at baseball, and I realized I could never be a professional baseball player because of my gender, because I'm a girl. So I was so sick to my stomach, and my heart was broken that day. I'll never forget going home after a baseball game and thinking, that is not right. Every child, I don't care what gender they are, should have a chance to have the dream when they're young. And even if you don't make it as a pro athlete, you can work in the sport. Like, look at your
like
broadcaster
me.
Now. No, but look at all the opportunities. We started hiring people in August of last year. And every time I talk to them, they go, you know, oh, we hired 100 people. Now we're up to 150 people we've hired. I mean, this takes a lot from everyone. I mean, the doctors, the physios, the communications, the operations, all the things that it takes to make something happen. And, of course, we're sold out today. It is truly beautiful being here before the game starts.
Calm before the storm.
Yeah, no, but it's beautiful. And then it's going to explode.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be packed.
I just want to ask you one more thing about the players you've got to work with, because the Mark Walter Group and Stan Kasten and yourself have been so instrumental in kind of like the overarching stuff. But you've worked with the players and you've got to learn like their desire, their dedication and their sacrifice. So this seems like the right group of girls to be that founding six group, that founding six teams, because they understand what happened before them.
So every league that's come before now has been like a stepping stone
exactly.
to now. And so I don't want people to feel that they failed. They didn't fail at all. They really were a stepping stone to where we are today. And we're really indebted to all the leagues that came before us and all the people that love our sport of hockey. It's really important. So I don't want anyone to diminish what their contribution has been. And it's really important because without them, we probably wouldn't have this as well.
No, it's all like learning experiences, a part of right. growing a fan base, growing, and you learn from mistakes and you learn from
exactly.
from what you need to focus more on. And I think it feels like all of those pieces have come together with this new start, which starts today. So
well, when the athletes come to me and say, what should I do? What should I learn as an athlete for my life?
Mm-hmm.
I go, learn the business you're in. And they don't. It's so interesting how most players, but I think this group of women have learned more because they've had to stick together. I told them they have to have you have an association or a union when I first met with some of them. And they got really quiet and blank. And I went, do you? And
they got their CBA now. Like these are things that really took some effort.
But they said no. And I said, well, that's what, because Ilana worked with them on becoming an association, then a union. You have to stick together. The top players are the reason this will make it. They have to stick together and be in unison if they want it. And they have to think about others, not themselves. You can't think about me. You got to think about us, we. And I don't know, but a lot of athletes have trouble with that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so much fun to grow something. And they're going to grow the sport of
for
hockey.
Sure.
And girls are going to have the dream. And I think it's fantastic.
Well, congratulations. I know you're not going to take a lot of credit for it, but we are very proud to be this with you.
I didn't do the work.
Well, it's really great to have you at least here to witness something that's going to start a whole next generation. So thank you very much.
It's been 5 years. But anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
I
appreciate it. Thanks so much.
What a career you've had.
I appreciate
it.
It's just starting.
And you're starting this career. It's fantastic.
I appreciate it so much.
It's great to see you.
You as well. Thank you so much.